City Manager Rory Watt describes the budget as mostly status quo from last year, despite adjustments the Assembly made in the intervening months, like adding an additional ambulance crew. But he warned the Assembly that could change.
You know, throughout the year, there are small budget changes, but certainly not the macro changes that the state is considering. And, you know, frankly, we just have no idea what the state budget might look like.
Uncertainty with the state budget leaves a number of things like school funding and capital improvement projects up in the air. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed state budget would eliminate state funding for school bond debt service. The House Finance Committee passed an amendment Wednesday agreeing with that. The Juneau School District is requesting $26 million from the city, which has traditionally funded K-12 education to the cap that the state allows. The school board had to make assumptions when passing its budget. For instance, they're hoping the legislature will not take back $30 million in state education funding approved last session.
Certainly the school district budget is in flux. There are gems sprinkled throughout the state budget that we would prefer not to find.
The Assembly is required to adopt the budget by mid-June. If the legislature is still working on the state budget then, the Assembly may have to come back and revisit it later. The majority of city revenue comes from property taxes and sales tax. Both have risen slightly the past 2 years. According to Finance Director Bob Bartholomew, property values went up an average of 1% in Juneau during this year's assessment. For now, the formula used to calculate property taxes will be reduced by 1% overall.
Overall, there's going to be probably a slight increase in your property tax bill, but again, with 13,000 properties, they can all change by different amounts.
The Assembly will hold a public hearing on April 24th for the public to comment on the budget. The city also anticipates about $6 million in revenue from marine passenger fees this summer. Some of that has already been earmarked to pay for legal fees from the settlement of the cruise industry lawsuit. Proposals for spending that revenue are now posted on the city website. The public has until May 2nd to give feedback to the city manager's office. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.